If you want to learn quick thinking, try improvising a comedy bit. Better yet, try that in front of an audience. Mr. Aaron of Mr. Aaron Presents is a great believer in the value of humor as an educational tool. It's about something more than being funny. It's about keeping your wits about you and building self-confidence. Aaron is putting together a summer session for high school age students, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
You know, you always hear a public speaking cited as one of people's top three fears, along with, you know, being thrown out of an airplane. I mean, way out of proportion with other scary things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing how afraid people are. But yet, what is that about, that sort of primal terror?
I think it's about it's putting yourself out there and being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And
in ways that you aren't any other way.
Yeah, it's when you're in front of people, it's terrifying because if your fear is they won't accept you, that they'll reject and kind of deny what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And that's very frightening.
You see all these faces and you can't read their facial expressions and you think they're judging you, right?
Exactly. You think it's going back to what's the worst thing that can happen,
mm-hmm,
instead of what's the best.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you shake people out of that?
Actually, you get them to realize that it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, the fun exercises that we do is basically making everyone do something that's ridiculous. So they see that everyone else is doing it and nobody's judging them.
And you kind of, they're going to have to make fools of themselves,
yeah,
too.
It's not scary. It's actually very fun when everybody is playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one person that doesn't play, they actually are the one that stands out and looks odd.
So you've seen that dynamic play itself out many times.
Oh, yeah. I think everyone that's done improv is guilty of it, especially when you first start. You know, you don't commit to something.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize it almost immediately when you get off. You're like, oh, well, that wasn't as good as I wanted it to be.
Because you held back.
Yeah, because you held back. And what you learn eventually, and it does take a while, is, and I heard this from master-level improvisers from Chicago, is the more vulnerable you are on stage, the more people appreciate it. The only thing you can actually control in your entire life is how vulnerable you make yourself.
How much you want to give.
Yeah, and improv changes you, because after that, your level of communication is much more open. You don't fear telling someone something as much as you did before.
And so many life skills are about overcoming fears. I mean, we have fears that just keep us, we'd never leave the house, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what all of our programs are designed to do, is we're going to teach you how to not fear that and to get yourself comfortable with stepping out of your bounds. I'm afraid to talk to someone for this. When you break that and you do it, you find out, oh, it's not that scary. You find out on stage very quickly, no matter what happens, I'm not in any danger.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big thing for a performer, is that mistakes are not lethal.
Yeah, it's not. You're going to walk off stage.
Yeah. At some point, you will be home in the safe environment.
Yeah. You'll be home. Your bed's still there.
The sun will rise.
Yeah, even if you, I mean, I've had shows where I walk off stage and I go, oh, that was the, I made every mistake possible.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's horrible. But you're like, well, I'm still here and I can go back and fix it. I can do a better show. And I will. I've learned.
And when you do daily shows, as we have learned here and I've learned in other places, you get another chance. It's like 24-hour cycle. No matter how terrible it is, there's going to be another one.
There's going to be another one. You reset.
Yeah.
You forget
it. You have to reset.
You go at it again. You know the people that are with you have your back.
Yeah.
That's one thing we do before every show, every performance. We go up to every single player and everybody goes, I got your back. It's just a reassurance that no matter what you do on stage, this person is going to say yes to it, and they're going to agree with it, and they're going to push that and make you look good.
It's that falling backwards in free fall and knowing somebody's going to grab your shoulders.
Exactly.
Just before your head hits the ground.
Yeah.
So one example that you gave me when we were talking a little bit earlier was of a student who is now part of a national history presentation where she's going to have to get up and be, in effect, interviewed by a panel. Sounded like the kind of thing that would terrify
any
of us. But that she had gained some of those skills that allows her to do that through your program. Yeah,
I think from the two times that I've seen her perform the first time, and then where she went from that to the second time, I mean, her level of confidence was huge. And her mom told me, yeah, she's going to the Nationals, and we actually shifted the dates of our program to make sure she would be back.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told her instructor, she was, through the roof. She's like, that's amazing. She's going to do, I don't think she's afraid of it at all. She's going to walk in there and be, I know who I am.
Yeah.
Here's what I've done. I know I've done good. And that, that level of confidence is something I don't think many people have.
Well, and it's interesting as we've been talking about this, Aaron, that we really haven't really talked about the funny at all, that whole mystical thing that comedians strive for, what is funny and what ain't. But it's more about getting up there and doing something with confidence.
Yeah, the funny comes out.
Yeah.
Because people are, life situation, everything has humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an intentional thing, it's just there.
So you draw on something. It's not something you need to create from whole cloth.
No, it happens on its own.
Well, that's a whole other, that's an approach to comedy that in a way makes it seem a lot less daunting to come up with something.
Yeah, funny. You don't have to.
Right, there's funny stuff out there, just
naturally
kind of grab a hold of it. Yeah, well, life tends to be pretty funny. It certainly seemed that way to me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Aaron, thanks very much for coming on the show this morning.
Yeah, it was my pleasure.
It's good to have you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Of course. Aaron Pughes is the principal of Mr. Aaron Presents, and his summer session of comedy improv classes starts June 22nd, and you can learn more from our HPR2 website.